This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Dark splotches that indicate zones of high coronavirus contagion are staining maps of Europe as governments scramble to prevent another round of total lockdowns. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Czech Republic has overtaken Spain as Europe's big spot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes. While across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia announced Wednesday it had approved a second COVID-19 vaccine as the country recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine, developed by Siberia's Vector Institute, completed early stage trials last month. Unlike Western countries, Russia has given official approval to its COVID-19 vaccines without waiting for the results of a large-scale trial, which are normally required to prove a drug is safe and effective. The director of Pan-American Health Organization said Wednesday rapid antigen diagnostic test for the coronavirus will be a game-changer in the fight against the pandemic. And the World Health Organization warned Wednesday the coronavirus pandemic threatens to reverse progress towards eliminating tuberculosis, until now the top infectious disease killer around the world. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is in the third of her four-day Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Barrett's nomination is historic. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he agrees with his colleague that Barrett's nomination is historic, but for a different reason.
You are the first nominee for a vacancy on the Supreme Court to be considered after July 1st of the election year. In fact, you're the first nominee to ever be considered in the midst of an election.
The 48-year-old is a favorite of U.S. conservatives looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. Kyrgyzstan's president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, accepted the appointment Wednesday of a political opponent as prime minister, but immediately defied him by refusing to step down until a new election could be held following a popular uprising. The Central Asian nation, which borders China and is allied to Russia, has experienced turmoil since official results of an October 4th parliamentary election reported a victory for a party supporting Jeenbekov and were rejected by the opposition. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday encouraged Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a massive boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms: Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates on September 15th, signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. Meeting Saudi's foreign minister, Pompeo said the agreement, quote, contributed greatly to our shared goals for regional peace and security, end quote. Armenia's prime minister said Wednesday Azerbaijan aimed to occupy the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh completely and described the situation in the conflict zone as, quote, very difficult. He said in a speech that Azerbaijan and Turkey did not want to, quote, stop their aggression, end quote. The renewed fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh is the worst since a 1994 ceasefire ended a war over the breakaway region that killed at least 30,000 people. A NASA TV commentator confirms the arrival of the Russian-U.S. crew at the International Space Station.
Soyuz MS-17 safely arrived at the International Space Station, made contact with the space station at Rosvet docking port on the Rosvet module at 3:48 a.m. Central, while the two vehicles were flying 261 miles above the Mediterranean Sea.
A trio of space travelers launched and landed successfully to the International Space Station for the first time using a fast-track maneuver. Bye for the time.